This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. At one point this spring, Blaine County was one of the hardest hit areas in the country when it came to coronavirus infections. That area, which draws tourists from all over the world for both its recreational and its arts opportunities, was forced to close down. The area's shops, its restaurants, hotels, and art centers went into hibernation as health officials worked to control the spread. Well, now, with summer on the horizon, the Sun Valley area in Blaine County is welcoming tourists back. So how will they protect against another outbreak while trying to get their economy restarted? Joining us live from the Wood River Valley today is Blaine County Commissioner Jacob Greenberg and Scott Fortner with Visit Sun Valley. Thank you both for coming on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us, and thanks to everyone in our community for the great job of self-isolation and getting us safely to where we are today.
Yes, thanks, Gemma, and I wholeheartedly agree with Jacob. It's been a rough road, but everybody's pulled together. It's been pretty amazing.
You know, Scott, so what percentage of jobs in Blaine County, just so folks have an understanding of this, are actually in tourism and hospitality? Let's just start there.
Yeah, it's about 25%. It makes up about 5,300 jobs in the county, or some form of tourism related business.
Okay, so Scott, when you say that, then I'm curious, how important is summer visitation compared to winter? Because I think everybody knows Sun Valley, right? For the ski season and all of that. I mean, can you give us a dollar amount about that value?
Well, what I can tell you is the community generates the most amount of tax collection in the summer months. So June, July, August, September, all the way through October are the strongest months for local option tax collections. So that's a big impact. Fall is strong. Winter is right there behind it. But those are the strongest opportunities for making tax collections and for the local economy here as it pertains to tourism specifically.
I mean, so good news, the Sun Valley Resort opened back up on May 30th. So do either of you know how the bookings have gone so far? I mean, are people starting to come back?
Yeah, people are starting to come back. It's certainly not to where the pace that we would have expected going into the start of the summer season by any means. But there is some interest. There's a lot of people who, even though we have a lot of events have been canceled and a lot of the activities and things we normally would be doing at this time of year are not happening. There's people who just want to come up and enjoy the mountains, enjoy the outdoors, and, get out and get out in open spaces. And I think people are, have been obviously have that need to escape and get out. And we're seeing a lot of that, and we're seeing some of those interests. And one thing I think it is interesting is, of the folks that we do have coming, or what we've seen early on, is a lot of them are just staying longer and appear to stay longer and have an interest in staying longer. So that's something we didn't really anticipate up to this point.
So Jacob, I mean, as a county commissioner, do you have concerns or what are you concerned with when it comes to safely restarting your economy? Did we lose Jacob? Okay, Scott, I'm going to come back to you. Because this is what happens, right? We're live at Zoom. It's technology.
Right.
So we're going to try to get Jacob back. But so I'll stick with you, Scott. So, I mean, do you have concerns about that? I mean, restarting the economy?
Yeah.
Because as both of you said in the beginning of this, your community did a phenomenal job with containing the spread of this virus by staying home. And now you're slowly reopening. But I mean, that affects your economy.
Yeah, I think it's this balance of, we want to be mindful of how the local community feels and where they're at. And at the same time, we have people who are interested in coming. And certainly we've had a lot of second homeowners who have been interested in coming back to their properties and want to know what's going on. And what we try to do is be honest and open about what is happening and how people feel. And, we've been able to try to manage expectations the best we can and use all the channels of communication that we have, social media, our website, working with the business community and trying to communicate where everybody is at and how they're feeling. And I think it's that really fine balance of not trying to, we're not trying to open the floodgates or flick the switch, but we're trying to be slow and meticulous about how this goes as businesses try to manage mm-hmm. To the guidelines that they've set in place, standard operating procedures, as well as just the community and how everybody feels. And safety is obviously the the first and foremost thing that's most important, not just for the visitors, but also for the local community, the businesses and the employees as well.
If you've just joined the conversation, we're talking about the reopening of Sun Valley, and Scott Fortner is with Visit Sun Valley. So Scott, can you talk to us about a few of the places that are reopening and when? Like we just mentioned, the Sun Valley Resort opened May 30th, but kind of like what can people expect when they do come and visit?
Yeah, there's a, you know, the majority of the restaurants in the Valley are starting to open back up. Limelight Hotel is open back up. A number of the properties are starting to slowly open back up and take visitors. And then, you know, some of the activities, fishing has just kicked off here with Memorial Day weekend. And so a lot of guided fishing has been starting to take place, and they have policies and procedures to safely be able to navigate and make everybody feel comfortable, both from a guide's perspective as well as a client perspective. And so you're just starting to see this, I think, this cadence of this cadence where it starts to feel like there's just a cognizant responsibility among both parties, the visitors and the businesses in the community, which I think seems to be a great balance right now.
And we've got Blaine County Commissioner Jacob Greenberg back on the line with us. So Jacob, when it comes to safety precautions, what is the county asking folks to do?
So they need to follow the same guidelines that they would in any other community. What's expected of them are the social distancing guidelines and the hygiene guidelines. And each of the businesses has a set of protocols that they put in place and make it very evident as you come in what the requirements are. People have been following that, and they've been very successful. I think we've shown that we can gain the confidence of the community and visitors alike, and offer the same level of service that has come to be expected of our hospitality industry-based economy.
And Jacob, what about, we're learning more and more about the importance of wearing masks, right? So are there certain businesses or organizations that are requiring people to wear masks that you know of?
Yeah, certainly. The restaurants are, they're keeping their employees and patrons safe that way, and they'll have that posted outside their doors and what the expectations are. You know, if you come in, please wear a mask, keep yourself and our employees safe. And you know, in the grocery stores, some people are wearing masks, the majority of them are, and some aren't, but they certainly are keeping their social distancing in place, and I think that's been very effective.
And Scott, did I read that is it 4th Street has closed down to vehicle traffic to like allow more seating outside for restaurants?
Yes, that's correct. The city of Ketchum has shut down 4th Street to allow people to have takeout and places to go. Where there's also a number of pocket parks in Ketchum, as many might know, that are all available for takeout. You can walk down to the river and get something to go and walk down to the river and hang out at the river, or one of the parks along the bike path, or Forest Service Park in town. So I think that's where there's been a lot of creativity and innovativeness in terms of tackling and adapting to the situation to try to find new ways to work around and to be able to work within the guidelines. And so I think everyone's really stepped up and been incredibly creative, and it's really been exciting to see just kind of everybody lean in and on all this.
Yeah. I want to thank both of you for your time today. We have been talking with Blaine County Commissioner Jacob Greenberg and Scott Fortner with Visit Sun Valley as the Wood River Valley begins to welcome tourists back. Good luck to you. I hope you have a good summer season, so well-deserved after what your community has been through.
Great. Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us, and our doors are open, so come and visit. We're just a short drive away.
You are, and it's beautiful there. And I want to thank all of you for, of course, joining us on Idaho Matters and being a part of this. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Monday. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.